Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 10 minutes past 8 and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and it started in 2014. TILD, it's Melbourne's community-led, trans and gender-diverse film festival, creating a space for powerful storytelling, increasing the visibility and culture of our trans and gender-diverse communities.
Joining us this morning is Ro Bright, the CEO of TILD, along with Anton, Artistic Director of Translation Film Festival in Seattle, who just arrived in Melbourne yesterday to be part of this year's festival, which is taking place this weekend. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us. Thanks. Exciting.
Yeah. Now, Ro, TILD is one of only a handful of trans and gender diverse film festivals around the world. What does it mean to you to be marking 10 years of the festival here in Australia this weekend?
It is, I think, in many ways a triumph for our community that we've been able to start as a volunteer run org 10 years ago, that we've been able to continue to have festivals and to be able to come back after lockdowns. This is our first in-person since lockdowns, that we've been able to come back stronger, come back with more intention, come back as a bigger collective. So I'm really proud of the fact that the whole community has come back together to say, yeah, we need this festival. It's super important and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Woohoo! Now, Anton, Translations Film Festival is 18. It started back in 2006. What does it mean for you to see the visibility of trans and gender diverse films grow through festivals like TILD and Translations around the world?
It's incredibly important as a trans filmmaker myself. And this is going to be the 19th year of Translations. It's my second year in the festival. And yeah, it's really incredibly exciting to be a part of the history of trans cinema, and be able to tap into, you know, our history and realize how much work there is out there and, you know, the people that came before us. So it's super exciting. Yeah.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we are talking about TILD, which is happening this weekend, Trans and Genderverse Film Festival here in Melbourne, and the importance that they create around the world for visibility for our trans and genderverse communities.
Honeys, it's Hans International Superstar, and you're on Joy with Rach and Dean. Honeys, nothing gets me out of the bed faster.
You're on Joy Breakfast. It's 13 minutes past 8 and we are talking with Ro Bright, the CEO of TILD, Melbourne's community-led trans and gender-diverse film festival, and also Anton, the Artistic Director of Translation Film Festival in Seattle, all about trans and gender-diverse films.
Now, there's a pretty full program kicking off this weekend, but there's more than just films on offer. What else is there?
A big part of our festival this year is also the conversations that we're having around the films. So we've got our international guests, which is very exciting. So we have Anton, of course, from America. We also have Ramon Tewiki, who is an icon of the screen from Aotearoa. She's coming over, arriving tomorrow. We're also, like on our opening night, we've got a real focus on First Nation trans filmmaking. So we also have artists such as Too Juicy coming in. We have DJ Kid Benny coming in. So we also kind of have folks who are collected around the films that we're screening who are also coming in and hanging out. And we're also, yeah, going to be just hanging out at Footscray Arts and having some food, watching some movies, getting our popcorn on. Yeah,
it's kind of exciting. I remember the very first year we were all like, it was quite a smaller space and all watching the films, and to see it grow into something that is so diverse and intersectional and celebrating the community and the culture as well as the films is really exciting.
It's incredibly exciting because it's also very much come from the community coming to us and saying, this is what we want to see, this is what we need. And particularly this year, it's also all of the programming, like our opening night from Sapphic Flicks, is curated and designed, and it's from the films and the artists that they want to see. They've come up with commissions, so new content that they want to see from their community. And also working with folks like Gay 24 Film, Jenny and Sam, who are phenomenal. Again, the films that they love, that they want us to see. So everything's very much from community and what we love.
So is this going to be just like an entire movie marathon of a weekend? Will you go home at all in between, or is it go, go, go?
It's a little bit go, 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 not going to lie. But all the films are incredible films. This is what I think has been a really interesting journey of 10 years is, you know, 10 years ago it was probably not as much content around and really kind of hard search, whereas now we had so much content that we were able to say we're only going to program films made by trans directors, producers and creatives. Mm-hmm. We've got more local talent. We've got so much within our program. It's incredible.
Now, in the past few years, as we've seen even more visibility for our trans and gender diverse communities grow in issues in the media, in our society and culture, that's also come with a barrage of hate and resistance from others. How is this reflected in the films that we're seeing curated? Is it in that we're celebrating and elevating specifically TGV workers across the board? What other ways has that been reflected to be able to elevate the trans and gender diverse communities in films?
Well, one of the things we're doing is actually down here at the Pride Centre opening tomorrow night. We're also working with artists who are able to speak to our community. There's been lots of conversations in the sector where sometimes I think folks forget that actually our screen industry is full of trans and genderverse filmmakers, crew. We have one of the best intimacy coordinators, Bailey Turner, in Australia, right here in NAM. You know, so what we did, we asked Beauvais, who's a young non-binary photographer, to take behind the scenes footage and beautiful photography of our trans artists working behind the camera. And so that work, that exhibition, Scene, is here at the Pride Centre for the next month. So we're also kind of collaborating with our musicians, like our Moju, who's an incredible First Nations songwriter. We have their music videos featuring at the festival. They're also our trailer. Change Has to Come is one of the coolest songs. So we've been blessed by Moju Duval to share their work. So, yeah, we've got other ways that we're also showcasing our visibility within the industry as filmmakers. And particularly how strong and how many filmmakers we have here, particularly in NAM, is huge.
Now, Anton, what is your involvement in the festival this year? Are you just here to enjoy it, or are you getting your hands dirty and maybe taking some things back over to translations as well?
Absolutely. And I think part of that is Ro has been, you know, spearheading this project, and it's really quite, you know, impressive, everything that you've been doing, taking notes to bring back to translations, because, you know, bringing all your community together to make something that's for you, but by you as well, by your own community, I think it's key to be able to make change, to be able to resist all of those, you know, anti-trans bills and laws that are being passed, and also in the U.S. To build that resistance, I think you need to build a community, and I think that's what Ro is doing here. And I was super excited when Ro reached out to me, and they were like, "Hey, let's collaborate." And I was like, "Yes, this is what I want. This is, I think, what the way that, you know, we should move forward is to reach out to other trans communities across the globe and do things together." So coming here is not just for me to experience this amazing festival and what Ro and their community have been doing here in Melbourne, but also to bring some films from, you know, from Tilde, from Melbourne, back to translations in June. So our festival runs from June 6th to 9th, in person June 7th and 8th. And we're going to be showing some work that's been commissioned here in Tilde. So yeah, maybe you can share about that project.
Yeah, so our opening night team, Sapphic Flicks, Jamie and Merrin, they reached out to two First Nation artists, so Stone Motherless Cold and Thea Ravenue, and said, you know, we've got very small micro commissions, so small money, and we'll give it to you, make something, we will guarantee to screen it on our opening night at Tilda. And then we guaranteed, and working with translations means that we also guaranteed those two commissions to be screened in June. So those commissions are literally being edited and worked on right now.
Wow.
We will see them fresh Friday night and then in Seattle in June, which is really exciting.
That is so exciting, and it just speaks to the power and visibility of our trans and gender diverse communities when they come together, and the elevation that we can create for that is so huge. Now, just to wrap up, Ro, okay, so that's massive. I think anyone and everyone who can get to that can be there. But what are your other three top things to go and see as a part of Tilda this weekend?
Well, this weekend we've also got quite a lot of stuff sold out, so I'd say getting quick. One of them is our premiere shorts, which is kind of our top selection of films from around the world, some of the best kind of trans-directed works, which includes a world premiere of Anto's new film, Green Castles.
Lovely.
Which we are absolutely thrilled to be able to share that. So that's definitely a big highlight. I'd also say another highlight for those who are really interested in connecting to the past is that we also have three incredible films kind of tracking one generation of our trans elders, starting with found footage from artist Paul Johns from Christchurch in Aotearoa in the 1970s, an experimental film, through to Australia's very first documentary ever made about the trans community, Man into Woman, 1983.
Wow.
Then followed by Joe Clifford, who was here for The Gospel According to Jesus, Queen of Heaven last year, which was a phenomenal play. Her short film, which is beautiful and empowering. So you kind of see one generation from the 70s, 80s till now, and how powerful it is for our trans elders who are here, still kicking it, still like leading the way, and who have made it possible for festivals like Tilda to exist.
The passion and excitement is very much felt in this room right now. Starting this Friday and running over 3 days, be sure to check out the films, panels, exhibitions, and more that Tilda has on offer at tildamelbourne.com. Ro and Anton, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Breakfast this morning.
And we're going to share all those details on our socials later on after the show, as well as in the links to the podcast, of which you can find at joy.org.au/joybreakfast.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.